We have seen the good of the vaccine mandates, that they have compelled people to get vaccinated, and that has made some workplaces safer. But we've also seen the other side, how disruptive they can be, that there are many people that feel that their rights are being trampled upon. And if you're in the business community, the Biden vaccine mandate slash testing alternative is causing a lot of consternation because we still don't know what the rules are going to be yet. They're still being written by OSHA, and they're being written without the input of the business community. And that's causing more than consternation. I think that's causing a boatload of frustration. And we learn about this through a new group called the Listen to My, MI Businesses Coalition, which announced its formation yesterday, basically a coalition of chambers of commerce from around the state. And the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce joining us live this morning to discuss that. Rich Studley, good morning.
Good morning, Guy. Great to talk to you again.
You know, there are just so many perspectives on this. It is a blessing for some and a curse for others. What exactly are you asking the Biden administration as this new group has been formed?
Well, Guy, I want to be careful, and it's important to note that in the business community here in Michigan, if there's one thing we've learned over the past year, it is how to operate safely. Businesses have
right.
spent a tremendous amount of time and effort working to protect their employees and customers. The problem is President Biden wants to move forward with a one-size-fits-all, top-down federal mandate. Michigan is different than Maine or Montana. Businesses are different. And we've learned in the past few weeks that the president has decided to circumvent the normal rule process. No employee or employer in Michigan has had any opportunity to participate in this sweeping new federal mandate. We heard from the U.S. Chamber it could be announced later this week or next. And as you said, there are far more questions than answers. We're concerned that the current rule could have a very negative impact on job creation and economic growth in Michigan. And employees and employers, frankly, have more questions than answers. The new federal rule will apply to companies with 100 employees or more. Why not 90 employees or 110 employees? What do they mean by 100 employees? Is that part-time employees, full-time employees, seasonal employees, or all of the above? It's very confusing at a time when we all want to move forward and fight COVID in a responsible and effective manner.
Well, and they're also offering this testing alternative that for those employees that don't want to take the vaccine, that there would be regular testing. There's a question about who's going to pay for that, and will there be enough testing kits on the shelves and available to business so that this doesn't cripple them in a situation where there already are labor and worker shortages. If you had the opportunity to sit down with the OSHA rulemakers and those of you in the business community and the people that you serve, Rich, what would you tell the Biden administration as they're drafting these rules?
We would respectfully ask the president to reconsider, to take this important rulemaking process through the traditional process where there are public hearings, where employees and employers across the state and across the country have the opportunity for input. The practical problem here is that not all states are alike, not all employers are alike, even within Michigan. We have a very large and diverse business community. Manufacturing is different than retailing. Retailing is different than the construction industry. We would ask the president to slow down. We're also asking Governor Whitmer to provide clear direction to the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. We are what is called a state plan state. That means that the federal government requires that MyOSHA, our state occupational safety and health plan, be at least as effective. We're concerned that the administration may decide on its own, without public hearing, without input, to look at the new federal rule and decide to be even more stringent, which would be difficult and time-consuming and potentially divisive within the workplace and counterproductive.
During the original, I believe that it was September 8th, that the Biden administration made this announcement that they were going to seek this vaccine mandate with the testing alternative. There were some in the business community that welcomed it because they said it gave them the cover they needed to do what they wanted to do, which was to have a vaccine mandate in their workplace. Is this a you know, one of those circumstances where there some are welcoming it and others aren't, and they just don't want the edict? Where is the business community on this right now?
If there's a consensus in the business community, it is to continue to work with employees and customers to make sure that our workplace is safe. Michigan is different than other states. The facts and figures we have from state government here in Michigan show that the workplace has not been a significant or major source of outbreaks. Most mm-hmm. outbreaks in Michigan continue to result from senior citizen or assisted living centers or young people who are not in the workplace. And so that's why we were joined by the Battle Creek Chamber, the Grand Rapids Chamber, the Lansing Chamber, the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance, the Petoskey Chamber, and Traverse City Chamber, all saying, let's hit the pause button here and make sure that what we do is effective. There's a big concern about a negative impact on talent, that people will quit rather than be forced to take a vaccine. We want to be respectful of those who've not yet chosen to use safe and effective vaccines, but we're asking the governor and the president to listen to Michigan businesses. That's why we have formed this coalition, to educate mm-hmm. and inform employees and employers about how we can have a positive impact on the process. Lawsuits are being threatened. We're not there yet. We want to try to work with the president and the governor to have a reasonable, flexible, effective plan to continue the fight against COVID. We'd encourage your listeners to visit listentomybusiness.com to learn more about this important issue. And we really appreciate the opportunity to share our view with you today. We want to be helpful, but we have to have a plan that works for Michigan. We're a large and diverse state, and our voice needs to be heard.
When you say listentomybusiness.com, is that a Y in my or an I, Rich?
M-I, as in my Michigan.
All right, good enough. And very quickly, I know that other businesses, Delta Airlines being a notable one, have not gone with a vaccine mandate like others in their industry. They have sought to compel people through information, cajoling, and really interceding with them with information. Is there a consensus here in Michigan that that's preferable to a mandate?
Most employers prefer a cooperative approach to listen to and work with their employees. We commend Delta for the approach that they have taken.
Listen to my, mibusiness.com. Rich Studley, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Guy.